This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But right now, we use that hotline to welcome in our pal, Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette. He covers the Pirates. But Noah, I do realize I'm getting you on tonight well before this Knicks game starts. So I guess I can say you're welcome for that. You don't have to worry about being on the phone as that game goes on.
Yeah, I vented to you earlier this week when you asked me to come on, Donnie, that I thought this could be a potentially very, very busy week ahead with news and then with the baseball game I had to cover. And then, of course, the rain. I was worried that the game would get delayed and it would ruin my downtime to watch my New York Knicks, but thankfully we're good to go. I'm on with you now, and as soon as we're done, I'm going to enjoy some basketball.
And it's my understanding that last week you were on with Josh Rountree, or maybe 2 weeks ago, a very big Knicks comeback, one of their multiple comebacks against the Boston Celtics, and you had Charlie keep you on hold because you felt that was your good luck charm.
Yes, so Charlie called me. Charlie does a really good job of not calling super early when you have to come on. As a person who used to produce at this station, and same can be said for yourself, Donnie, you'd ever like to keep the guests on hold for like 5-6 minutes before they go on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for some reason or another, and I'm not blaming Charlie here, he did put me on a little early that time, which was fine because the moment he put me on hold early, the Knicks went on this run, and throughout my whole segment with Josh, which was great, they completed this miraculous comeback in the fourth quarter, and then the segment ended with about under a minute left, and as soon as it ended, Jason Tatum scored to put Boston back ahead, so I instantly called Charlie back on the fan hotline and made him put me on hold until the end of the game. And it worked. Brunson made some free throws. Bridges made the block on, I believe that was Tatum. And the Knicks went up 2-0 and ultimately won the series.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game, a hell of a series by them. I got to say, I do think it's pretty sweet that we were getting Knicks Pacers in the Eastern Conference Final, given all that history.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I it's easy to dislike New York sports teams. I'm not a guy who, you know, is New York across the board. The Knicks are my only team that I root for really outside of Pittsburgh. Both of these franchises have had a lot of lumps throughout their history. And in the midst of all of that, they've beat the snot out of each other in the playoffs in the 90s and the 2000s, even last year in the Eastern Conference semifinals. So it's cool. It brings back, you know, I can't say I remember sitting down to watch, you know, Reggie Miller versus Patrick Ewing, but as a young sports fan, when you want to learn sports history, you sit down and you watch the documentaries, you read the books, and you learn all about that. And now this is just a new chapter to that rivalry, which is just great for basketball, great for sports.
And I think when it comes to the fandom for basketball, if you're somebody in Pittsburgh, you have the freedom to choose whoever you want. We don't have a team.
Right, right. I grew up as a LeBron guy. I kind of got tired of LeBron when he went to the Lakers. So I decided it was time to get a team rather than an individual. And in 2020, I picked the Knicks. And I picked them just because I thought their fan base was funny, but how loyal they were despite the team really not being good at all. They didn't really have a future, at that time at least. And then really since I jumped on the bandwagon, they go out and they acquire guys like Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart. They get Kat this offseason, and it's been a fun ride. It's nice to know because you can't get too invested when you do what I do in this city because you never know when you're going to get moved to that beat, right? I can't be a diehard Steelers fan because one day I might cover the Steelers. I'll never cover the New York Knicks. And this is a fandom that I developed on my own organically. It wasn't a team that was passed down to me by my dad or a team that I adopted when I moved into a new city. It's just a team I chose, and it happened to get good a couple years into me really liking them. And it's a lot of fun. I encourage all people listening to this, adopt a NBA team. It's just a nice little change of pace that you can care about as much as you want throughout the journey.
Loyal fan base for a team that's not very good and didn't have that bright of a future. It feels like you walked into one there, Noah.
That was not my intention, but it does certainly line up.
Well, now that you say that, we can talk about the Pirates a little bit here. They did get some bad injury news today. It could have been worse, but still not good. So Jared Jones will miss the remainder of the 25 season. That, according to Todd Tomczyk, the director of sports medicine for the Pirates. Now, the timetable on this does not match up to Tommy John, and they did not use the term Tommy John. So what surgery specifically did he get here to avoid the big one that is TJ?
I do not know the name of it. And to be candid, I don't know if the Pirates, I mean, I think the Pirates know the exact name of it, but at the time that we spoke with them, they didn't know exactly what surgery Jared Jones was getting. It was kind of a situation where they had to pop the hood and see exactly what needed to be fixed. So the original briefing for this injury report was delayed 30 minutes so they could get as much information to us as possible when Tomczyk spoke with us. And their original messaging that they relayed to us was that he was getting surgery on his elbow. They didn't know what specific surgery. They didn't know exactly what was being addressed, and they did not know how long he would be out. Mid-game, we get an update from the team that says he had surgery on his right elbow. It was completed. It was to fix damage to his UCL, which was his original injury in spring training, and that his timetable is 10 to 12 weeks. Which in all reality, Donnie, obviously a lot of people probably wanted to watch Jared Jones pitch this year.
Months, not – you said 10 to 12 weeks
months,
there,
excuse
yeah.
Me. Months. Sorry. 10 to 12 months, which in all reality could be a lot worse. If this guy gets Tommy John, you're looking at a possibility of him missing not only this season but all of next season. And now you're getting Jared Jones back in 2027, and that's no good. But the way this is shaping up now, if he does well in his rehab process, he's back to full health in late March, early April. And maybe he doesn't make the team out of camp, but by halfway through the first month of the regular season, he's back in the rotation. So what are you really losing here? You're losing Jared Jones in a year where even if you had Jared Jones for 162 games, it wouldn't have made that much of a difference. So if there was ever a year for Jared Jones to be completely out of the rotation, this was the year for that to happen. It's incredibly unfortunate that he was hurt, but at this point, it's probably better off that they're not rushing him back out there. Get healthy, get ready for 2026.
Hey, no, it's producer Charlie. I know they didn't announce that it was Tommy John surgery, but Drew Rasmussen of the Tampa Bay Rays, he got an internal brace procedure in 2023, and he came back within 12 months. So it's less invasive than Tommy John, but it's like the similar amount of recovery time. would that be something that it could have been instead of Tommy John?
I don't want to speculate. I mean, obviously, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a beat writer. I mean, when you hear UCL being repaired by surgery, I think it's natural for your brain to go to Tommy John. But, I mean, Tommy John, I think, is like the most extensive measure they can take. And it sounds like this wasn't the most extensive measure. It sounds like this is something that they felt was appropriate for Jared's specific situation, a situation that they felt about 8 weeks ago didn't even need a surgery of any kind. So, yeah, I mean, if his timetable is 10 to 12 months, then, yeah, that's just not Tommy John surgery. That requires a far extended recovery period. So I don't know exactly what this is. I'm sure we're speaking with Ben Cherington tomorrow. I'm sure he'll have the specifics on the surgery and what exactly was done to repair that UCL.
Yeah, Noah, so we go back 8 weeks ago. We're not quite to the start of the season yet. Greg Brown, actually, on these airwaves, he said, I don't think it's very good. I think it's pretty bad news. We got Jared Jones's dad quote tweeting him, and of course everybody takes a victory lap on Brownie and on Pony. It's like a double victory for people to do that. Brownie ends up being right here, but at what point over the process of these 8 weeks did Jones feel, yeah, I should probably go under the knife here, because it is the player's prerogative.
It is the player's prerogative. So to peel back the curtain, the Post-Gazette had heard murmurs of Jones maybe having a setback 2 Mondays ago. So I learned early last week that this was something that could possibly be happening. However, because of the situation involving Jones that he was in, there weren't a lot of people who A, knew about this, or B, were willing to confirm what exactly was going on. So it was pretty hush-hush. John Parrotto of Pittsburgh Baseball Now reported Sunday that he was likely to get Tommy John, and he was being reexamined. I started speaking with a couple more sources, learned that, yeah, there was indeed a setback in his recovery process, and that he, by the team's recommendation, was to see Dr. Keith Meister, the doctor who first evaluated him, again on Tuesday. And then on Tuesday, after that evaluation, after that examination, Jared decided it was time to get surgery.
Talking to Noah Hiles, he covers the Pirates from the Post-Gazette, and it sounds like they avoided a huge injury with one of their pitching prospects, Hunter Barco, that's not as bad as what everyone had worried when he left his last start.
Yeah, my goodness. And I was there in Indianapolis for that. And I'll tell you, as watching it from the press box and then posting the video, it looked like his elbow blew up. I mean, you don't want to speculate when you see that kind of stuff, and that's why you don't give too much of your personal analysis when you watch it. But I thought that was a foregone conclusion, that this guy is going under the knife again. But to learn today that, yeah, Barco, the number 93 prospect in baseball, a very promising left-handed arm in the Pirates system, is already throwing again. They've resumed his throwing program. He's going to be throwing off of a mound, ideally, in the near future. Then to learn that that's the case after what I witnessed less than a week ago, that's pretty significant news in a good way for the Pirates.
What do you make of this offense, Noah? It has been a disaster.
I mean, it's been historically bad, Johnny. I mean, there have been two teams to have an equally ugly stretch. One of them played, and neither of them are like under the same name anymore. Anytime you're in a situation like that where, you know, you're tying records with teams who are no longer in that city or go by that same name, that's not good. And the Pirates know it's not good. They recognize what they're part of right now, and they're not proud of it, but that's just the reality for this team. They can't score runs.
With the pitching the last couple of days, it makes it even more frustrating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I would almost rather see them lose games like they did on Monday night than, you know, have games where they lose like 2-1 because it's all about them not being able to score. And you know,
yeah,
because the pitching has been so good, and it's just not being met at all. It's the complete opposite when it comes to the offense.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching is better than it was last year, and the offense is worse than it was last year. In the 12 games Don Kelly's been the manager of this team, the starting rotation has an ERA of 1.70. Yet they have a losing record under Don Kelly. That's almost impressive when you look at it. I mean, 7 of the 12 games, they've had a quality start. And those other games have been like 5 innings of one-run ball from Andrew Heaney or, you know, something along those lines. There's only really been one bad start in that stretch, but they're still not able to win. And that's just a tough pill to swallow. That's not a thing where, oh, you're getting unlucky or this or that. That just means you're not good enough in one half of the game. And I understand they've had injuries. I understand that guys just haven't performed, but they're almost back to complete health right now, and they're still not doing it. And it's one thing to get shut down every now and then when you run into an ace, but they're getting shut down throughout this stretch by guys who were getting lit up in AAA, and they're coming up here and silencing a major league lineup. Guys who are going inning for inning with Paul Skenes when they are not on Paul Skenes' level. It's that kind of embarrassment right now that this offense is suffering.
Yeah, I think the game on Sunday like topped them all. The one with Skenes looking like the Paul Skenes of last year. I mean, he dominated one of the better lineups in all of baseball, and the Pirates couldn't get the guy one run. I mean, that, and you know, I know that people talk about how good of an attitude he has all the time. That has to be frustrating for a guy like him to look at what he's done this year, and I know wins and losses aren't what they used to be, but he's got, what, a 2.4 ERA, and the guy's 3-5. Yep. They're 3-7 when he starts. That's unacceptable.
It is. I mean, the fact that they've lost, I believe, close to double the amount of games they lost when he pitched last year, I want to say. I think they only lost, what, 5 games last year? They've already lost 7, so not double, but, I mean, more already, and we're 40-plus games into the season now. When you talk about Paul, he's a guy where you can define his brief big league career through individual accolades. But the only thing this guy cares about is team success. He wants to win. He does not care. If he would trade an outing where he allowed 6 runs over 7 innings, if it meant the Pirates won, as opposed to what he did Sunday, because they lost that game. He wants to win. And it's not like he's miserable by being around these people for who they are as people. He just wants to be in a winning situation. He's holding up his end of the bargain. his teammates on the pitching side are doing the same. It's just a tough pill to swallow when you watched all off season as you're working to continue being great and you're not seeing the front office do their portion. When you know going into an off season that the offense is the weak link and you get to the regular season and they made moves to make the pitching better, the pitching does get better. The people returning got better on the pitching side, but nothing improved in the biggest area of needed improvement. That's a tough pill to swallow for everyone, especially the best pitcher in the sport.
Have you sensed any frustration from him about that, just individually?
About their lack of moves in the offseason, I haven't really gauged him on that, to be fair.
I would just say more so like him, like them not winning. And like especially on days where he pitches and he pitches well or good enough to win and they can't do anything.
Paul Skeens is that elite tier of athlete, right, Donnie? And I'm not saying he has the right to be in these conversations yet, but he looks to be on the same track of those one-name guys, Tiger, Jordan, Gretzky, you know, like those guys. And again, he's got a long way to go before he's actually in that conversation. But when you think about those guys are miserable when they finish in second place, right? Paul Skeens is in last place now. So how do you think he feels? And again, he would feel this way if he was on the Dodgers, who had a $300 million payroll, and they were in last place. It doesn't matter the necessary situation. I mean, definitely it adds context to what has gone wrong, and that can definitely make things more frustrating. But Paul Skeens is going to be miserable when the team he is on is losing because he hates to lose. And you want people like that in your clubhouse, and you need to surround people like that with people who have that drive. And also, and this is the big part, talent. You need that combination. I think the other people in that clubhouse, they also want to win. They're just not capable of making it happen like he is.
Mike Burrows gets the start tomorrow. Carmen Majinski sent down to Indianapolis. Why Burrows here and not Bubba Chandler?
I don't know. I have to wonder. I mean, I think the easy answer here for that, Donnie, is that this aligns with Burrows' start date. Bubba's not in line to pitch again until Friday or sometime in the weekend, depending on how much rest they want to give him between starts. It could be Friday, it could be Saturday. Burrows was lined up, but yeah, I mean, the decision to demote Carmen rather than move him to the bullpen, mm-hmm. where he would be maybe the best reliever on this team. If you actually look at what he's done in the first two innings of pretty much every game he's pitched, how many guys can you point to in a bullpen and say, 90% of the time he's out there, giving me two innings of scoreless relief? Carmen Majinski does that. And the fact that they are still trying to force this guy, not force it because he wants it, but force something that is clearly not the right answer right now, and putting him down in Indianapolis when he can make the team better as a reliever, I just don't understand that. I don't understand why Bubba Chandler is not in the major leagues. And I know that a lot of people in the clubhouse feel that way too. And that's tough right now. I mean, in the big picture, it does make sense to maybe take their time because this season has already gone to waste. And Bubba Chandler coming up, does it make the rotation better? Sure. But does the rotation need to be better? Is it going to really change anything for them this season? No, I also would argue that it doesn't send a good message. You should have your best team out there right now while these guys are fighting to do anything relevant this season. And Bubba Chandler wasting away in 2025 in Indianapolis doesn't send a good message.
Yeah, you kind of hinted at it there, what I was thinking. Are they looking at this as, well, the season's already pretty much lost and the starting rotation isn't really our weakness to this point, but what do you think the timetable is for him right now?
I don't know. I mean, the last two extended homestands, I thought made plenty of sense. I thought it made sense for him to get called up tonight, for him to throw his bullpen, go home, get the phone call after their afternoon game was over, like Paul Skeens did, and for the team to break the news, because apparently that means so much to this org. Because, you know, if they can't get wins there, they maybe try to get wins against the media, I guess. Who knows? But I thought that was going to be the case. It's not. It doesn't look like he's getting called up this week. The fact that they promoted Burrows ahead of him, but the fact that they created a 40-man roster spot for Isaac Mattson earlier this week, I don't see it happening. So the next opportunity to do this, because it would be insane if they let this guy debut on the road, especially the atmospheres in which they're about to play in.
Yep.
Chase Field, very tough place to pitch. San Diego, crazy ballpark to pitch in because of the fans and how invested they are in that team right now, because they're actually trying to win. The next opportunity is June. And if you would have told me that Bubba Chandler, the number one pitching prospect in baseball right now, who has a 2 earned run average over his 16 career starts in AAA, isn't in the major leagues by June, I don't care what the team's record is. That's ridiculous. It's unacceptable in my opinion, and I am confident that I'm not the only person who feels that way in this city, and I'm not a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates team, but I do know that people in the clubhouse think he should be here.
Noah Hyles, check out his stuff. Reports for the Pirates for the Post-Gazette. Noah, thanks for taking the time. Root on your Knicks tonight.
Go New York, go New York, go. Thanks for having me on, Donnie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.